Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
We are no longer innocent about evil. September 11th, 2001, and the age of innocence changed America, or at least the age that we thought we were impervious from massive evil from the outside. Today, we are asking questions about God, evil, suffering, the future, what we ought to think, how we should respond to this evil. What's this all about? Many of us confess that we have not taken seriously the belief in evil, the reality of a spiritual battle against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Unfortunately, of course, the culture romanticizes the devil and all his angels into something as mysterious, but not really real, kind of like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. There's a guy who grew up as a missionary kid in the Amazon, and he said recently that Satan does not conceal himself in the developing world as he does here in the U.S., That appears to be changing.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Should the question be, how can there be so much evil in the world? Or instead, should the question be, why do we see so little of the evil in the world? Do you realize that over 150,000 believers in Christ are martyred every year in the world? There have been 26 million Christians martyred in the 20th century, according to the World Christian Encyclopedia. Incidentally, that's about 25 times the number of the victims of the tragedy in New York and Washington from the terrorist attacks. There also are the evils of murder and rape and war, child abuse, spouse abuse, AIDS, poverty, racism, and disease. So the correct question is, why do we see so little of the evil in the world? So the correct question is not so much how can there be so much evil in the world, but why do we see so little of the evil in the world? You realize, as Patrick Morley says, we have not seen the extent of evil in the world. We've only seen a glimpse. God has actually pulled back the veil so that we can see more of the evil in the world. But it's still just a small glimpse. I mean, really and truly, if you and I could actually comprehend all the evil in the world on any particular given day, you know, we might immediately rush out and commit Harry Caray. On the other hand, God has a gracious hand, and fortunately, He restrains most evil, or the whole world would dissolve back into utter chaos. We live in a different world today, for sure, but only in knowledge, not in fact. The world is really no more evil today than it was before September 11th, when you think about it. We just know more about it. One thing for sure, we can be assured from scriptures that more good than evil is going to come from this tragedy. Star Wars. That entertainment phenomenon has been enmeshed in our culture now for years and years, and everybody knows about it. Did you ever think, though, that Christianity has its Star Wars side? Or I guess a better way to say it is that Star Wars has a Christian component. Biblical Christianity teaches that the problem of evil and suffering traces back to a real Darth Vader on the planet. And it's very difficult to be mindful of that on a day-to-day basis, because our enemy is such a sleuth. That dark power, though, somewhere back in the most ancient days of days, rebelled along with many other like kind that are called angels against the very force of life, God who created him. And this particular dark power was hurled out of God's presence onto the planet Earth. There he hoodwinked and he conned independently willed lower beings into spitting into the face of our intensely all-loving, good, and just Creator. Now, it said that the root of all sin is the fact that we don't believe that God is good. Well, this rebellion proved disastrous, since the Creator had created his beings for the purpose of a rapturous love relationship with himself in a heaven on earth paradise. However, of course, the good news of the gospel is the great Creator provided a remedy for our rebellion, our Lord Jesus Christ, who freely forgives us for our rebellion. Inheriting it all the way back to the beginning, we inherited that seed to be born wild. Now, in our own minds, we may not be Osama bin Laden's or Saddam Hussein's, but in God's holiness, we're all evil, just the same. We all have unique personal histories. And you know that all of us have emotional and physical scars from our past. Understandably, many men blame the past for their present difficult conditions. You know what God wants us to do? He wants us to use our past for his glory, both our successes and our failures. Bottom line is, for a person who has welcomed Christ into his life, there is no wasted experience.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Christianity is a unique faith because it's based on historical facts. Facts that anyone can easily access and understand. If your heart wants to believe, but you have doubts, the historical evidence can be convincing. Christianity is compelling and credible. It's about a relationship with God. Christianity is not only true, but it also gives meaning and purpose to life. The forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ is a life-boosting, life-altering experience. It brings you into a wonderful friendship with God's Son. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.